Hello, I'm Sauli Puukari. I work as a senior lecturer in guidance and counseling at the Department of Teacher Education. I will briefly introduce you the guidance and counseling studies option as part of the program, and we will have a look at first what kind of courses there are included in this package. First of all, we have introduction to guidance and counseling, an overview of the whole idea of what guidance and counseling is. Then we have a guidance and counseling interaction that focuses on the way we have to take into consideration the needs of the client, the other people that we help. Then we have career guidance and counseling. That obviously means that we try to help people to figure out their path, future path, in terms of their educational choices and career choices. And then there's also information, communication and technology in guidance and counseling. And finally, cultural diversity in education and pedagogy, which is part of the obligatory studies, obligatory courses. And within that course, there is a seminar focused on multicultural guidance and counseling. A little bit more about the introduction part. It focuses around the concept of guidance and counseling and their relation to other concepts such as pedagogy and therapy. Guidance and counseling services as a societal support system. We know that there are differences between various societies, what kind of services are available. We also have a look at guidance and counseling fields and some occupations where people work in this field. And then we have a look at lifelong and life-wide guidance and counseling, what kind of ideas are included here. And we also have a look at theoretical approaches in guidance and counseling. We have there an emphasis on humanistic and constructivist approaches. Secondly, we have a look at guidance and counseling interaction. We go through the idea of dialogical nature of communication, how that can be created, why is it important. And we also have a look at guidance and counseling from a pedagogical perspective, because in that dialogue, one of the key ideas is that people learn. They learn to figure out their own future, to find solutions to their problems, to widen their perspectives, etc. So that means learning, how we can support that. Also, we will have a look at some very concrete methods and skills needed in guidance and counseling interaction. And also, even though we focus on guidance and counseling perspectives, we will discuss how these ideas can be applied in various other fields of work. For example, if you work as a teacher or director, social worker, etc. Then we have this career guidance and counseling. Usually this is without introduction lectures, and in those cases it means that you write an essay dealing with career guidance and counseling, using these ideas that you have, these learning outcomes that after you have written, you have acquired understanding of the nature of the developmental processes, process of occupational and career identity, career choices and lifelong career development, and different forms of career guidance and counseling. Also that you are able to recognize the use and meaning of career guidance and counseling at different stages of human development and in different contexts such as schools and business companies. However, the same refers to all essays included in those courses that I'm presenting you, is that you can choose your own focus so that it can be useful for your own future in as concrete way as possible. So that's one of the key ideas, that when you choose the topic for your essay, which are included in these courses, try to figure out what might be useful and interesting for yourself. Then we also have this ICT aspect in guidance and counseling, this part is either available in online form or in summer school form, and this is mainly in the responsibility of our Open University in collaboration with guidance and counseling education. And here the contents are such that you can have a look at some learning situations where you are challenged, and then you can try actual technology environments in order to figure out how that can be used for guidance and counseling purposes. And of course, you are provided with relevant literature and learning materials that can widen your perspective on this one. But this is also partly hands-on activities, as well as, for example, in the other courses that have introductory lectures, we will have some hands-on activities, group work, and discussions. And finally, this cultural diversity in education and pedagogy, where we have intercultural communication, cultural and ethnic diversity, identity, culturally responsive teaching, racism, prejudice, discrimination, participation, equality. These type of aspects are included in this course, and within this course, which is for all students in the program, there is a seminar which is focused on just for guidance and counseling students who have selected this package, and it has to do with multicultural guidance and counseling. And there we also have some hands-on activities and have a look at some interesting materials and when work together. I hope I will see you when you come to study here. Thank you and best wishes.